The question today is, when was Jesus crucified? To answer that, let's look at the Bible. We'll find the answer there. John the Baptist made a statement in John chapter 1, verse number 29. And this was after Jesus had been baptized and was 40 days out in the wilderness being tempted by the devil. And then when he saw Jesus coming, in John 1:29, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." John knew that Jesus, even though he'd been his cousin, even though he's around him in his earlier years of his life, he knew now that he was the Messiah. He didn't know that in the early years of his life. In fact, when Jesus came to be baptized by John the Baptist, John said, "I ought to be baptized by you instead of me baptizing you." It seems like that he was saying that you're such a good person. He did not know he was the Messiah until he baptized him, and then there the Spirit of the Lord lit up on him like a dove, and as a result, he knew that's what the God had showed him, that whenever that happened to that individual, that he was sent forth to baptize, this would be the Messiah. So he knew he was the Messiah, the Anointed One of the Old Testament, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Look yonder, that's him, the one that come to take away the sin of the world. My sin, your sin, in other words. Now, all the Old Testament sacrifices of those lambs and Passover lambs was not really going to get the job done as far as what was being done at that time. I mean, it was just a type. It pictured the coming Messiah. And John said he's the one who's going to take it away. Those others just covered it one more year at a time. And what it amounted to is, of course, that whenever he go back, it's a fulfillment. Jesus is a fulfillment of the Passover. In Exodus chapter number 12, and of course in Egypt, we know that when the children of Israel were there, they had to, God sent Moses over there to deliver them and lead them out, and he went there to do that. And of course there was 9 plagues that was given upon the Egyptians, mostly. And they every time that happened, no doubt Moses and the other people, at least the people, thought that he's going to let us go, but it didn't happen because it wasn't the right type. But there, the 10th plague, which is in chapter 12 of Exodus, God told them to get a lamb, put him up, scrutinize him for 4 days. Said, "You get him up on the first day of this beginning of these months. It's going to be a beginning of months to you. On the month, the 10th day of the first month, you put him up, you scrutinize him for 4 days, and on the 14th day of the month, you kill that lamb, and you strike the lintels and the doorpost with the blood, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you." And that was God's Passover of those houses in Egypt which had the blood applied. And that was, of course, a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood will, when applied, will cause God to pass over you. As far as wrath is concerned, you'll not have to face that. But that was in that day that animal was killed. And in Exodus chapter 12 was the 14th day of April, corresponding to April, but it corresponded to the Jewish calendar. Now, I have to admit, I don't know all there is to know about the Jewish calendar and those type things, but we'll just try to go from that and look at it. We know it's the 14th day of April, according to their thinking at that time, the beginning of months. Now, as we realize that, God told Moses in Exodus chapter 12, verse number 14, he said, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. And you shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your houses. For whosoever eateth leavened bread from the first day unto the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be a holy convocation. And the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation to you. No manner of work shall be done to them in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you." So this feast we call the Feast of the Passover was in connection with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. In other words, the 14th day of the month, the Passover was to be killed. The next day would be the beginning of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And on the first day of that feast and the last day of that feast would be Holy Convocation is what it was talking about. And that was a special day that they had at that time. Therefore, Jesus, when it come time to go to the Passover, he went up to Jerusalem and, of course, went in on the foal of a colt there that day. And but yet he went for the purpose to be the Passover lamb that would fulfill what John the Baptist said, take away the sins of the world. So what happened? Jesus gathered his disciples in the upper room there for the Last Supper. That's the Last Supper is what the all 12 were gathered there. And they were one day early as far as the day's concerned, because you see, it would be like the night before that Jesus was crucified. Jesus had to be crucified on the 14th day of April to fulfill Scripture. He's the Passover Lamb. And therefore, he was that year, whatever day that may have fell upon, and we'll deal with more with that in a moment, he was still to be crucified the next day. And so this meal was actually an early meal that he gathered his apostles and began to give them instructions concerning what was going to happen. Now, as we think about that, in John chapter 19, verse number 34, and it says this in John chapter 19, verse number 34 and 31 through 34. Listen to what it says. He said there, and of course this happened, and when we see this, really, is whenever Jesus was died on that afternoon, at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he'd made a statement, it is finished, and of course he said, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And then the Bible says this about that day, when Jesus and those two thieves were hanging on the cross that day. He said in verse 31 of John chapter 19, the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. In other words, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith there came out blood and water. Now, the thing about it says this was the preparation day when they came there, that afternoon that he died on that 14th day of April. We do know it was that day according to the Jewish calendar. And Jesus had already dismissed his spirit. Now, some say that day was a Friday. And that's why they label it Good Friday. And they say it was due to the fact that the Sabbath day was being mentioned, which is Saturday. I mean, it's true. Saturday is the Sabbath day. And therefore, they said because it was on a preparation day and it was they couldn't leave the bodies on the cross on the Sabbath day, they had to break their legs. Of course, when they came to Jesus, he was already dead and he didn't have to break his legs. And of course, that hastened the death when they broke their legs there on the cross. And so, therefore, they say that Jesus died on Friday. Now notice, if you will, in John chapter 19, verse 31, if we'll just look at the Scripture, it'll tell us a whole lot about truth. It'll put a lot of light and enlightenment upon tradition. It'll put a lot of light upon enlightenment upon the commentaries of the world. Look what he said in verse 31, John 19. It said here, let me read that again and look at it real carefully. You need to get your Bible out. Don't take my word for it. Take what God's word said. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. Now then, there's parentheses placed here, and it says, for that Sabbath day was a high day. In other words, the Bible brings out this is not an ordinary Sabbath day. And you say, what's special about it? Well, it was a special Sabbath. It was not one that landed necessarily on Saturday. Sometimes they might coincide, but it was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And if we go back and study the feast and study out the feast, the Bible says, and connected with this feast of Passover was this feast of unleavened bread. But let's read about them in Leviticus, where the law is laid down in verse chapter 23, verse number 5. It said, in the 14th day of the first month, that's April, at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. In other words, this is exactly what God had told Moses in Exodus chapter number 12. That they were to observe. And they were to use these special days that would be called a day of holy convocation. Now we know from Scripture in the book of Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27, when it talks about here the day of atonement, it talks about it shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto God. And that was upon the 10th day of the month, which was a rotating day. It wasn't always necessarily on a Saturday, I do not believe, because the first day of the month would not necessarily always be on a Saturday, the same day every year is what I'm trying to say. And so here we see that was said it was a holy convocation. And that's what they said about the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which would have been April the 15th. And then it also says in Leviticus chapter 23, verse number 32, it, meaning that holy day of convocation, shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls. In other words, as you do that. So the Bible brings out here that the Sabbath day was a high day. In verse 31 of John chapter 19, so it means it was a special day. It was a day that revolved, if you please. In other words, it wasn't always the same. For instance, your birthday's not on the same day of the month every year. And I know we're not on the Jewish calendar, but still, it was the 14th day in which the Passover was to be killed and slain. Jesus on the 13th day had the Last Supper. And then the 14th day, he became the Passover, and the 15th day of April was the holy convocation, and it was as a result called a high day, a special Sabbath, not an ordinary a Sabbath, if you please, at that time. And so John labeled it a high day, if you please. Now, the Sabbath spoken of in the Scripture, in which Jesus, had been on the cross, he talks about him being on the cross, they're getting off the cross before that Sabbath day begun, which would have been at 6 o'clock at a night, was not an ordinary Sabbath. It could have coincided with the regular Sabbath day, but the Scripture is plain to let you know that Jesus died the day before Sabbath, but that Sabbath was a high day, a special day. It was a different day. You say, what day was that on? Well, I want to deal with that, but I'll have to deal with that more in another question, a session, and ask the pastor. And I ask you, you don't have to always agree with me about these things, but I beg that you take and take the Scripture and question whether these things that I'm telling you is so or not, because you're noble to do so, Acts 17:11 said. And I want to say I do this because I love you. I know that truth will set you free, and we must deal with that and stay with that. And I just want you to know that I love you. You can write me, ask questions in any form, fashion that you want to. And by the grace of God, we'll try to answer them on the radio broadcast, even if we have to say, I do not know about that certain thing. And so as a result, we're trying now to answer this question today, and we'll deal with it again in the next broadcast, the Lord willing. When was Jesus crucified? Now, we know it was on the 14th day of April because he was the Passover lamb, and the 15th day was not an ordinary Sabbath. And as a result of that, we'll get into more depths about when was Jesus crucified in the next program on Ask the Pastor. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.